Owen Sound. The Owen Sound attack scored four times in the second period in a 9-3 win over an understaffed North Bay Battalion squad on Tuesday night. The battalion without nine regulars who are at NHL camps allowed seven goals against in the final 40 minutes after keeping it close through the opening frame. Gavin Bryant led the way for the attack with two goals and two assists, while returning battalion forward Michael Podoluk had a pair for the troops. The attack opened things up with two quick goals, one from a shot from just inside the top of the circle by attack forward Cedricson Okitundo, who beat Robertson Highglove for a 1-0 attack lead. Then Dennis Gore, who was a fresh return from Carolina Hurricanes rookie camp arriving 30 minutes to game time, went in all alone on Robertson, faked right and deked left around the sprawling leg of Robertson, which made it 2-0. The battalion responded though. Paul Christopoulos fed Michael Podoluk through the slot and he ripped it past the attack netminder Corbin Votary on the power play to cut the lead to 2-1 mid-first. Late first, the battalion had a great chance to get the equalizer when they had a full 2:05 on 3 late in the first. However, the attack was able to hold off the battalion to take a 2-1 lead into the locker room. "We got a power play goal that gave us some momentum," Paul Christopoulos said during an Old Tonight intermission interview. Early second, Podoluk picked up his second of the night as he snuck behind the defenders and took a nice stretch pass from Jacob Therrien and beat the attack netminder Corbin Votary with a quick release to even things at 2-2. The attack restored the lead when Gavin Bryant got a backdoor feed that beat Robertson sliding across, which made it 3-2 on the power play for the home side. Not long after Owen Van Steensel was stopped on a breakaway, NHL 2023 top draft prospect Colby Barlow added to the lead with a quick pass in the slot from Bryant that fooled Robertson blocker side for a 4-2 lead. Less than 3 minutes later, some tough luck for the battalion as a shot from the point deflected off a player in front of Robertson and rolled past the big rookie netminder. Sam Sedley was credited with the fifth attack goal. In the final minute, Thomas Chafe took another feed through the slot and had a tap in, which made it 6-2 attack and put an end to the night for Robertson, who was replaced by Mike McKiver in the third period. McKiver was tested early, stopping a breakaway in the opening minute of the third period. The battalion cut into that lead as battalion first-rounder Ethan Prosazin took a feed from Jacob Therrien on a 5-on-3 power play, which made it 6-3. The goal came moments after Therrien was stopped on a Michigan attempt. The attack added to the lead again on the power play as a shot went off Bryant and past McKiver, which made it 7-3. Ben Cormier added a power play goal on a quick release through traffic, which made it 8-3 in the latter stages of the third to secure the win for the attack. Then with 10 seconds remaining, Julian Fantino tipped home another power play marker, which made it 9-3. Robertson took the loss, stopping 21 of 27 shots he faced, while Mike McKiver, who was making his old debut, made 7 stops out of the 10 he faced in relief in the third period. The battalion, who fell to the attack 5-3 at home last Sunday at the Gardens, close out the preseason with a contest against the Ottawa 67s, which will take place in Pembroke, Ontario on Saturday. Puck drop is set for 7 p.m.